I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
Three employees and two work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome back, everyone, to Vox Markets. Today, I'm delighted once again to be joined by Jeremy Skillington and Liam Tremble of Poolbeg. Gentlemen, welcome.
Hello.
So, Liam, start with you. Peer review of POLB001 LPS challenge trial paper has been published in Frontiers in Immunology. Please, can you tell us why this is good news for Poolbeg?
Yeah, so we're really delighted to have this paper peer reviewed and published in full. This is the LPS challenge study that we did with POLB001 and was completed in 2023. So the paper demonstrates that we had a significant reduction of key inflammatory biomarkers and immune cell recruitment following LPS challenge in healthy volunteers. So the results were very positive. They also showed that the drug itself was safe and well tolerated at all dose levels. Again, things that we've communicated to the market before, but excellent to have it in a peer-reviewed journal now as well. And of course, that we have potent inhibition of P38-driven cytokine responses. So this shows great promise in terms of the further development of POLB001 for the prevention of cancer immunotherapy-induced cytokine release syndrome, but also just in general terms of further next steps for POLB001. The results from the paper show how positive the full study results are and how excited we are as we move forward. So again, this is coming at a really good point in time for the company. You know, we're always engaging with key opinion leaders and different people in the fields and the medical community. We were recently at ASH before the new year, and there's a big focus now on how to get these immunotherapies out to a broader audience. As they emerge, there's always questions over how the data will mature. You know, the initial indications on these going back a number of years have been incredibly positive, and since then it's really only reinforced that these are life-changing treatments for late-stage cancers that give potentially many, many years of survival for patients. But the big question now is how to get that to a broader audience. So cytokine release syndrome remains a massive barrier in terms of getting these treatments to people outside of large academic hospitals. And even within large academic hospitals, it can be challenging to deliver these treatments because of cytokine release syndrome.
Well, so you mentioned that the paper supports further clinical development of the assets, including the topical clinical trial. Are you still on track to deliver the interim data this summer?
Yeah, so we are very busy here at Poolbeg at the moment, but glad to report that everything is still moving incredibly well. We're still on track to deliver interim data this summer. There's a lot of activity going on behind closed doors to make sure the trial runs as quick as possible. And when you do clinical research, there always is a lot of upfront activities that need to be done. So we have a great clinical trial and development team here. So we're in really good shape. We're hoping to get that first patient in as soon as possible, with the reminder that this is quite a short trial for oncology, and that once we get that first patient in, the data is going to be quite quick afterwards. So the trial itself, topical, is an open label single arm trial, which means that there isn't any placebo and there's no blinding of data. So we're going into multiple myeloma patients receiving teclistamab, which is the immunotherapy CD3 BCMA bispecific antibody that induces CRS. It induces CRS quickly. So most of the CRS that happens with teclistamab happens within the first 2 weeks of dosing. The first cycle, the step of doses is when this occurs. So that's the focus area. So J&J have given us a free supply of the bispecific antibody to conduct the trial. And the trial is really going to be focused on those initial couple of weeks. So there's a very short duration between getting that first patient in and having the data, which is why we're in a really good position for having the interim data this summer. Mm-hmm.
Jeremy, what's been achieved so far in terms of the trial setups?
Yeah, as Liam has mentioned, we've been incredibly busy here, the team, the development team, to put all of these necessary pieces in place. And we've got to mention, yeah, we've got an agreement placed with ACT to conduct the trial. This is a specialist hematology CRO, very well networked in the UK. And the trial is set to be led by Dr. Emma Searle at the Christie NHS Foundation Trust in Manchester. And happily, we've confirmed a number of other sites as well that are participating in the trial. And for example, the Royal Marsden in London, University College London Hospitals, University Hospitals in Birmingham, and there's some others are pending as well. So our goal is to enroll these patients as quickly as possible, as Liam said, get the data as quickly as possible. In addition to, we've mentioned we've secured the approved bispecific antibody from our collaborators at Johnson & Johnson, that's teclistamab. So that, as I say, will be an important component, because obviously we want to show that POLB001 is reducing the CRS that teclistamab causes. In addition, we finalized the protocol, so all very positive. And as I say, our goal right now is to get the word out there, for, you know, into the industry, what we're doing. Certainly from a business development efforts, we've been very active of late. So so all positive on all fronts, happy to say.
Well, you say that. I mean, you know, the industry and the prospective partners, they must be itching to get their hands on this trial data, are they?
Clearly, you know, we've been very active on the BD front, you know, attending conferences like Bio Europe. Last November, we were at JP Morgan just a few weeks ago in San Francisco. And the discussion there, I mean, people are, you know, are realizing what we're doing, you know, what benefits it could have for their pipeline of T-cell engagers, such as bispecifics and CAR-Ts. And absolutely, knowing or recognizing that we'll have this data pretty rapidly is, you know, they're all on watch and alert. And as I said, we're not just, you know, talking to big pharma companies, you know, where this will be a product. There's a whole host of these mid-sized pharmas who are ambitious, who are kind of an aggressive, and they want to get, you know, build out their pipeline with programs such as this. And I think, as Liam said, you know, given the availability of the data, it'll be quite rapid because of the, you know, the open label study. You know, any company that's under a CDA will get this data, you know, just as soon as it's available. So they will see this data emerging, you know, as we progress in the summer. So as I say, JP Morgan in particular was a particularly productive week for us, laying the groundwork and obviously springboarding on top of this peer review data. Again, confirming, I guess, that the direction of travel we're taking is an attractive one. You know, we're showing fantastic data from this phase 1b study in healthy volunteers. And now, obviously, we're heading into these multiple myeloma patients. We want to see that we can prevent CRS in that patient population setting as well. So, as I say, pharma looking forward to seeing the full data package when it emerges. And as I say, you know, we've you know, also been kind of being pretty aggressive on our, you know, intellectual property front as well, filing patents to protect the program. So lots of positive again in that regard, and great engagement, I gotta say, from the industry.
Well, you've clearly been very busy, guys. But one thing I noticed that you've announced an option exercise by some former employees. Can you share with us who these were, and should investors be worried about that?
Yeah, this is kind of as a follow-on, I guess. We announced this in September last year of our interim results, you know, and it was that kind of focus. As people know, we had ambitions previously to dual list on NASDAQ. We built out the team to, you know, to achieve that goal. And, you know, back when we announced, you know, we're very much focused on London right now. We're putting NASDAQ at the, you know, the back of our mind, you could say. That, you know, focusing in on generating results for POLB001, that resulted then in kind of a reduction, kind of a selective headcount reduction last summer. So it's all kind of, you know, feeding in from that, you know. So as I say, this is kind of natural in the course of kind of employment terminations that, you know, options are exercised. And as I say, that's all, you know, part of the business. I mean, the business in general, as I say, we've spoke about, you know, for this particular discussion, you know, we're very excited about POLB001. Primary focus, getting the trial up and running, getting the patients in, getting the data out, and partnering. So as I say, it's you know, we remain very, you know, confident in this strategic direction we're taking. And as I say, it's an exciting time, you know, 2026, exciting time for the period of growth, period of kind of, you know, momentum and generating data. And I say we're looking for the long-term benefit of shareholders. And I think it's a very exciting time for the company. So, you know, it's all part, as I say, just a natural course of business, but a very exciting time for the company with regard to our clinical activities.
Well, it does sound like you're incredibly busy. So having a NASDAQ listing is probably the last thing you need right now, isn't it? So better to put that on the back burner, eh?
Correct. Yeah, let's stay focused. That's our goal right now, staying focused.
Absolutely. Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate how busy you are. And thank you for coming on and sharing this update.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.